This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, feline friends. Welcome to Catitude. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. Oh, we have one of my favorite kind of shows today. You guys know I love to talk about TNR and rescuing all of those kitties, and we have a really cool show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Need the perfect gift for the cat lover in your life? Check out ComfortDiva.com. We have cat-tastic gifts to make you smile, like cat-themed tote bags, kitchen towels, quirky mugs, and stylish t-shirts. For holiday gifts or anytime, ComfortDiva.com has it all. Treat the cat lady in your life to something pawsome and save 20% with coupon MEOW20. Visit ComfortDiva.com today, because every cat lover deserves a little comfort. ComfortDiva.com, where comfort meets catitude.
Michelle Fern here, and you know saving cats is near and dear to my heart. Did you know that there is an estimated 70 to 100 million free-roaming cats in the United States? And without spay-neuter, that number will keep growing. Not only does spay-neuter mainly reduce the community cat population, but it also keeps cats healthier. Scooter, the neutered cat, is on a mission to give cats an extra life by making it hip to be snipped. Visit his website, givethem10.org, to help pioneer a better world for cats. That's givethem10, spelled out, T-E-N.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Jenna. She is the co-founder of the Cool Cat Collective. And Vita, she is one of the founders of the TNR-based rescue partner, Tipped Ears. Welcome, Jenna and Vita.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. So we're going to talk about the Cool Cat Collective, because you guys reached out. You're a location in Long Beach, a brick-and-mortar location that is kind of like a not quite a cat cafe, but you do foster adoptions. We're going to talk more about that, but it's something so unique. And you also have merchandise, which I thought was really cool. But before we get into exactly what that is, can you guys both share some background on yourselves?
Sure. This is Jenna speaking. I moved back to Long Beach from Washington, D.C. about two and a half years ago. And I grew up in Long Beach, and a big exciting part of moving back was being able to really get invested in the community here. And part of that was volunteering at the local shelter, which kind of started this whole journey into cat fostering, which, as anyone who's fostered knows, then you kind of go on a snowball learning education about why are there so many cats and community cats, and then trap, neuter, return. And you kind of get more and more awareness and education about the overpopulation problem. So when my husband and I sold our business back in DC and we're thinking about the next chapter of our lives, we really wanted to dedicate that to creating a new model of blending small business with animal rescue to kind of create a complementary funding stream for helping cats. We have a background in small business, and we also are both artists. So creating this boutique slash art gallery with foster cat became, at first it was a dream that we didn't know if it would work out, but we started talking about it more and more. And I had been volunteering with Tipped Ears, and I just absolutely love what they do. I think TNR is just the absolute most vital piece of the puzzle in terms of solving the cat overpopulation problem, which, as I'm sure you're aware, is very, very massive here in LA County.
It's bad every place.
Yeah. Yeah.
I moved. That's how I got my cat crew, which was at one time five. I've had a few shows on that because, you know, if you're in a warm area, especially, it's kitten season, is not April through October. It's kind of year round. I mean, it's still April through October-ish, but yeah, it's bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely year round here. And as you know, Tip Deers is trapping in Compton, they're coming across lots of litters of kittens and other cats that need to be pulled for medical reasons. And so that's how they end up also having fosters. So I was fostering for them. And the cats who come into our store are all from Tip Deers. I guess that's a good segue into Vita.
Okay. And Vita, tell us about Tip Deers. And I love the name, by the way.
Oh, yes.
For those that don't know, can you share what Tip Deers actually, because there is a thing called Tip Deers, what that means also?
Absolutely. So my name is Vita. I grew up in Italy. I moved to the U.S. when I was in my early 20s. Lived in Miami for a very long time. And when I moved to California, I started getting involved with local kitten rescue. And as time went by and COVID hit and the whole shelter world changed around us, the person who then became my rescue partner, Renee, and I sat down and decided that we wanted to focus more on TNR. And we started Tip Deers because the ear tip is the international sign that a cat who lives outside has been trapped, neutered, or spayed, and then returned outside. So we pick this name, Tip Deers, because we represent proudly the Tip Deers population. And we just decided that doing kitten rescue wasn't enough, that we really wanted to address the root of the problem, especially with shelters increasingly sending, you know, like turning away people because they are always overcrowded and all these cats are outside and there's a lot of people good-hearted who want to help them, but don't have the resources to stay and neuter them. And so that's how we started our rescue. And we take pleas from the public. We go out, we meet them, we meet the cats in the colony. And then we go out with traps. We humanely trap the cats. We bring them, drive them to the spay-neuter clinic where they get spayed and neutered. They get vaccinated. They get flea medication. We take care of any extra medical that the cats will need. And then we release them to their outdoors home where the feeders can keep feeding them, but they stop reproducing and they stop adding to the cat of their population problem.
Right. Because I don't know the number, but I've seen it. I had to hire a cat catcher for humane catching for Sammy. This was a long time ago and Sammy unfortunately is no longer with us, but she was a mama cat that kept having kittens. And I learned because on the back of her card, I knew this before, but on the back of her card, she's a cat catcher, has a business card, and it just shows the population, you know, how just a few cats over time with the breeding can equal,
yes,
million.
I can tell you the number if you want the estimate. Well, so a single female cat, non-spayed, in her life, throughout her lifetime, can cause the dearth, okay, in terms of over 400,000 cats. So from one female, you get over 400,000.
That's crazy.
Yes, it is.
I'm curious, since your organization is named Tipped Ears for the cats, Tipped Ears, do you know where that started or how that started?
I don't know where it started. It probably started along with, I want to say, with the Nokia.
I mean, it's a good idea.
Yeah, I should definitely look. I mean, I know that it's international. So California actually deviates from, you know, they want to be special. Like California likes to be special. And California keeps a different year than everybody else.
They do?
But I know because, yes, they do. In California, cats get a different year than in everywhere else. Every other state and every other country. But I can tell you that ear tip is international. I know because I come from Europe and cats are ear tipped over there. And it's just international sign. And it really helps us trappers not to cause any undue stress to the cat, trapping them again. And also like wasting precious appointments that are very hard to find right now, bringing in an already altered cat.
And I've seen variations from the ear tipped, you know, like clip the tip of it and the cats are put under, they don't feel it. So Jenna, it's really cool that you are combining your, you know, love for art and your love for cats. How is that working in Cool Cat Collective? So when you go into your brick and mortar location, what do you see?
So one of the biggest things you'll see when you come in is we always have a art show on display on one of our larger walls. Currently, our first show is still up. It is with the artist Nick Vargas. He is an incredible multimedia artist, and we were lucky enough to become friends with him through actually, he gave me my first tattoo because he's also a tattoo artist. And of course, it's of a cat, but he also works in other mediums and he draws a lot of cats. And so everything in our store is cat themed. So we do have a lot of art. We have a lot of prints, but every single one of those is going to either have a cat in it or be related to cats in some way. So when you walk in the door, you'll see the current show that's on display. And with each show, we do a collaborative art piece where we either will have something printed locally or we'll do a t-shirt. Right now, we have two limited edition prints that we did with Nick for sale, as well as his original artwork. And then we also have more boutique type items, like home decor items. We have hair clips and stickers and notepads and t-shirts. But again, everything is leads back to cats.
Leading back to cats. You also have cats in your shop.
We do.
For an option.
Yes. So we have Matt, my partner. He helped me create, it was a vision I had in my mind, and he made it reality. We built a very large cat enclosure that has a catwalk that then leads across the whole length of the store to our front window where we have another smaller enclosure. So the cat can kind of venture into different areas and they can also then have their privacy if they don't feel like visiting with people. They can get up high, they can go into the back room because we have little doors in the wall that lead into an hidden enclosure. But it's a really, really great way for cats to get exposure, especially right now when adoptions are very low across the board at cat rescues. We've only been open 4 weeks and we have had, I think, 9 adoptions, which doesn't sound that high, but it feels high for those of us who are fostering all the time and know how long it can take sometimes. You know, Tipped Ears, we've had some cats in foster for over a year. And so we're trying to get these cats in front of people. We're also trying to spread the joy of cats, whether that's through people finding an item like a piece of artwork or a silly cat pen or coming in. We have customers who come in and when they leave, they'll say, thank you so much for the serotonin, because they'll come in and just get to snuggle with cats. And then,
I mean, it's a good idea.
Sometimes they buy something, sometimes they don't, but it brought a little bit of joy to their day. And that was one of the big goals for us in terms of the space we wanted to create and the service we want to provide as community members.
Okay, we're going to be right back after this break.
Pet Greens is proud to support Catitude on Pet Life Radio. Our small family farm produces live organic cat grass, catnip, and soft chew treats packed with green nutrition to help your pets truly thrive inside. We're partnering with pioneer cat behavior expert and best-selling author Pam Johnson Bennett to help indoor cats live their best lives with indoor enrichment tips for their parents.
I'm very careful about the products that I choose because I have built a reputation over 4 decades where cat parents trust me and they know that when I recommend a brand or talk about a particular product, they know it came from my heart and I really believe it. I've done my research with Pet Greens. I love the products. I love the quality. And one of the things that I feel just stands out is the education that Pet Greens provides. They guide you every step of the way. It's a relationship. I know how much they love cats and how much they love cat welfare and cat health, and that's their motivation.
For more information on the benefits of cat grass and catnip for your cat's indoor enrichment, visit petgreens.com.
Ready for the biggest cat celebration in the world? Come to the CFA International Cat Show and Expo in Cleveland, Ohio on October 12th and 13th.
The Expo is the world's grandest cat celebration, seamlessly blending pedigree cat exhibitions with feline welfare and rescue initiatives. It captivates over 10,000 feline enthusiasts each year, celebrating all cats, whether rescue or pedigreed, in a shared spirit of love and unity. Dive into cat-themed activations and enlightening educational sessions. Marvel at 1,000 non-pedigree and pedigreed cats, adoptable felines, and explore over 100 cat-themed vendors. It's an event dedicated to honoring our beloved felines and their admirers. And guess what feline influencers are coming to meet and greet? YouTube cat video sensation Aaron's Animals, as well as Nathan the Cat Lady, Lambo Leisha, Chupi, and many, many more. Gather your cat crew and do whatever it takes to head to the CFA Cat Expo. It's a whisker-wiggling, tail-twirling extravaganza you won't want to miss. Get your tickets at cfacatexpo.com. That's cfacatexpo.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Jenna, co-founder of the Cool Cat Collective, and Vita. She's the TNR-based rescue partner of the Cool Cat Collective from Tipped Ears. So, Jenna, so your brick and mortar, you have events that are local, but I looked on your site and between the, I don't know, a week or so ago, and then, or 2 weeks ago, and then when I looked recently, you have a lot of cat stuff, as you were talking about, lots of cat merchandise. So do you ship everywhere or just US?
So currently we're just shipping continental US. I like to always perfect something before expanding it. And right now, since we just opened the brick and mortar, we actually didn't even have shipping for the first 2 weeks because I just wanted to focus on making sure our in-store experience was how we wanted it to be and make any changes we needed to make without being distracted by the larger reach. And so then we expanded to the continental US. And then once we feel like that is fully running the way we want it to operate and we've done everything we need to do to make that process as fluid and smooth as possible, then we'll look at potentially moving outside of the continental US.
Okay. And do you think that your store is kind of unique? Because in most cases, or what I've seen mostly out there in the cat world, there's cafes, cat cafes, and there's rescue shelters, and there's not a lot of, you know, in the middle. I see yours is more in the middle because you're not a cat cafe. Yeah, there's no, as far as I know, there's no food or drink for sale. You don't charge admission. You have product for sale. Do you think that this is an idea that can be replicated easily in other locations for cat enthusiasts that want to do, you know, contribute something more than just maybe working for a shelter or adopting, but really want to just do something exciting?
You know, I think it would be wonderful if that became the case. Part of the reason we created the model we did was because the existing models, while wonderful in their own right, weren't something I wanted to do. Partly because I do think with something like a cat cafe that really speaks to people who already know they love cats, who already maybe know they want to adopt a cat and also have the funds to be able to spend that money to go in to visit with cats. We wanted to kind of take a little bit of that pressure off while still giving people the ability to enjoy cats and potentially find their new best friend, maybe even if they weren't looking for it. And also, it's just a very different community space. We are hoping to do kind of more education events around maybe like a TNR 101 type class. We really want to bring a lot of awareness about what everyone in the community can do to have an impact, whether it's learning about TNR, whether it's fostering, whether it's simply gaining the education to understand when to leave kittens alone or, you know, what to do when you find a cat in your backyard. I cannot tell you how many people come to the store just to tell me, there's a cat in my yard. What do I do?
Oh my gosh.
And it's been really interesting because we've been able to talk to all these people about TNR, about community cats, about the overpopulation problem, and also just about the fact that, you know, there are people whose cats are outdoors and they might wander into your yard, but we don't kidnap cats. So we always want to make sure if they're the cat that's wandering into your yard, that you talk to your neighbors, that you, you know, if you need to, you take it to a vet to get its chip read. You look around before you then take that cat somewhere away from its home. So it's been a really interesting experience.
Okay, wait, I have a question for you. This is a little off subject, but it's one of these things. So are you indoor cat or outdoor cat or mixed as far as preference? Usually it's indoor, indoor, outdoor if you, you know, you're the cat pet parent.
We're indoor only, yeah, in terms of pet cats.
In Europe, most of the people I've had on the show from Europe have been from UK, and they're big on indoor, outdoor. I had a neighbor that was indoor, outdoor, and I thought it was a stray, and I was feeding his cat for a long time.
Yeah.
For me, it's because there's, you know, possums and coyotes and raccoons, and it's hot, you know, South Florida is hot. I mean, I know California can get hot too, but I think of the dangers out there, but they don't have some of those dangers in the UK.
Yeah, I think it really varies on the community that you're in and also how well-versed your community is in cats as community members. Like you look at some place like Turkey, you look at how cats are really seen more as part of the community and they have their own rights and the community kind of takes care of them as a part of community members, where it's very different here. It's much more individualistic. And oh, and Vita pointed out that in the UK, cats have an actual right to roam by law, whereas you don't have that here. So that probably also makes a big impact in what people choose to do.
That's really interesting because I had no idea. And I think also, and I live in more of a city, you know, suburbs, but still city compared to some of the other areas. I'm sure if I lived in the country, I'd be much more open to like indoor, outdoor. All right, let's get back to the Cool Cat Collective. So Jenny, I know you have some exciting events coming up, but you also talked about some future events. So if anybody is in California, traveling to Southern California, they can attend. So what are some of these events that you're thinking about having at the Cool Cat Collective?
Well, events that we currently have already on the books scheduled, we have our next art show, which is called Monster Cats, so that people can kind of start their spooky season off, and that will run through Halloween. And then we are also working on a collaborative art show with a bookstore across the street called Page Against the Machine, and that is going to be the Childless Cat Lady Artwork Show. And so we will have half of the artwork over here. They will have half of the artwork over there. And that will run from September 27th through November 8th. In addition to that, we are in talks with our rescue partner about doing a TNR 101 kind of free educational meetup class. And we hope to add more events, including a cat crochet class.
Have you considered a virtual event?
We might do that.
Making it virtual as well for those of us that are like me across the country?
Yeah. So when we do have a speaker come, or if we do a TNR 101 or something like that, we will do a live stream most likely as well, so that people can tune into it and also have it recorded so that people can then go to our website and see it later. And also in terms of our art show, we do have all of the art pieces on our website as well in the shop for sale. So people can kind of peruse the art show by just clicking currently, because it's Nick Vargas. If you click his name, you can see all of his art pieces. In the future, we'll have a tag for each art show. So you can click the tag and then look at all the pieces, because they'll be from a variety of different artists.
And any message for any of our listeners out there listening in Catland?
I think there are so many different ways people can get involved, ways big and small, even just resharing cats that are available for adoption on social media, or, you know, when people come into our store and take pictures of the cats and share them with their network. Seen equals saved is a great motto to follow in that way. And all those little actions add up to saving lives.
Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you, Vita. Thank you, Jenna. Thank you
so much. Thank you.
And Catitude. I hope to hear and see great things from the Cool Cat Collective. And hey, when I get to California again, which I'm not sure when that's going to be, I'll come visit.
Oh, wonderful. We'd be happy to have you.
I hope you all enjoyed this show. I am so passionate about TNR. Please check out the Cool Cat Collective. The website is coolcatcollective.co. Thanks to my guests, Jenna and Vita. I want to thank my cat crew, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly, for all you do and how much you teach me about cats. Thanks to everyone listening to Catitude. I appreciate you so much. And of course, thanks to my amazing producer, Mark Winter, for working his magic and making us sound incredible. Now remember, this is the Attitude. Have Catitude.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.